This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hi, everyone. From the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute, I'm Christian Garman. Today, I'll be talking to UWF Distinguished University Professor Dr. Bill Huth about the Florida Artificial Reef System. Dr. Huth, how are you, sir?
I'm pretty good today, Christian. How are you?
I am well. You and I have talked about the Artificial Reef System before, and I remember sort of the staggering numbers you gave me in terms of the money they bring in.
And billions.
Yeah, the billions, exactly. Yeah. And how many there are. Statewide, what are some of the biggies, you know, the all-stars when it comes to our reefs?
Well, you know, obviously the large ships, you know, to the Oriskany off of Pensacola, you know, to the Vandenberg off of Key West, you know, the Spiegel Grove, you know, off of Key Largo, you know, to the Mohawk recently off of Tampa, you know, so a lot of those large ships have gone down and they've attracted, you know, quite a bit of diving activity and fishing activity, you know, so from saltwater fishing license holders.
And you mentioned from Pensacola with the Oriskany all the way down toward Key West. Mm-hmm. So it seems to me that throughout the Gulf, they're very strategically placed so that you really get a really big, very notable reef across the state. Was that part of the strategy?
Well, they're actually concentrated in northwest Florida and then off the southwest coast in the Tampa, Monroe County off the Keys, you know, and then southeast Florida off of Miami-Dade. You know, it's a little bit off of northeast Florida, the Jacksonville area, but mainly, you know, it's on the Gulf of Mexico side is where they're concentrated. Well over 3,000 of them, and they vary. The structures that have been put down vary from large ships to concrete bridge rubble, you know, to actual manufactured limestone reefs that are substitutes for natural reefs.
And, you know, you mentioned billions come in. Are those really concentrated on the biggies, the Spiegel Grove, the Oriskany,
or is No. Yeah. It's spread over the entire state. And when we measured billions, we were just looking at recreational scuba diving and recreational fishing, saltwater fishing, both by Florida residents and by non-residents. It turns out the non-residents that fish our reefs all throughout Florida, you know, are the best tourists that Florida gets. You know, they come here and they buy homes. They don't stay in motels. They purchase homes.
So those are the kind of people that Florida's all about.
Yes.
And so billions of dollars. How many people come to the state each year, or do you just basically know it in money? Billions.
Well, we actually looked at the fishing license holders and then charter boat operator activity. So, you know, we had some numbers on that. There's 1.3 million saltwater fishing licenses sold in Florida each year or so. And of those, about 150 to 200,000 are out-of-state license holders. And like I said, those are our best tourists. You know, so out of those people, we sampled them, you know, with the survey and found out their attitudes and preferences for artificial reefs around the state.
And there are so many, as you said, thousands. These big
over 3,000.
Over 3,000.
3,500, actually.
The big ones you mentioned, are they only for very experienced divers or do
any? It varies. You know, the Vandenberg is only in about 100 feet of water. You can reach the top of the deck at about 50 feet. The Oriskany, on the other hand, it's 20 miles offshore in 220 feet of water. Hurricane Gustav, you know, rocked it.
Lowered it.
Yeah, made it go about 15 feet deeper. So the flight deck's now about 150,
gotcha,
which is pretty deep for recreational divers.
Cool. Dr. Bill Huth, I love talking about the artificial reefs, bringing in billions to the state of Florida across the Gulf of Mexico. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thanks, Chris.
For more Gulf stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.